This is an encore presentation of Temple Talk Radio as Steve is traveling on business.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Kilmeade. I know it's always a great time to listen to WHIO, but especially when my friend Steve Temple's behind the microphone. Listen to Temple Talk, Temple Talk Radio on WHIO.
This is Temple Talk Radio with Steve Temple from Pinnacle Investment Advisors. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Temple Talk Radio is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Temple Talk Radio.
You know, folks, it might be hard to believe. We're already halfway through 2025. And while there are some warm weeks ahead, you know, we got family barbecue, more baseball games, by golly, trips to the beach, and all the other things we love about summer, folks, this is the ideal time to set up your financial strategy for a successful conclusion for the remainder of 2025. I got to tell you once again, man, before we jump into this show, it's going to be a great show today, folks, because we're going to share some insight how we can finish strong for 2025. But once again, third week in a row this time, brother, I got you. I've got Hilo Hattie's on, babe. You got your Bermuda shorts on, Tony. I trumped you today, buddy. I've got Hilo Hattie Hawaiian attire on today.
Nice. Wow. Hilo Hattie, Hawaiian attire.
Yeah.
Nice.
3 weeks you come prepared Bermuda shorts, and you know what? I wasn't going to let you trump me again. You did it last week, okay? First it was the Bermuda shorts and the Bermuda shirt and the shorts. Well, this week it's my turn. Hilo Hattie definitely trumps the Bermuda shorts.
Ah, all right. It does. You got me this week, that's for sure. And that's why you, Steve...
I let off the airwaves. Here is my request.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
And what a lovely singing voice I do have.
Hey, show, folks. Boy, this is good. We got a good one. Boy, I love that tune, Tony. I'll tell you what. And that's never going to get old, you know?
No. Steve, you are the pilot of the airwaves. That's your new theme song. So we're going to wear it out. Steve, I am excited about today's show. I can't wait to jump in. But first, I can't believe we're over halfway through this year. 2025 is flying by, right?
Tony, it just seems like last week was the 4th of July. Come on. I mean, know. Really?
Yeah. Crazy, isn't it?
The whole year has just been fast forward like you can't believe. But, you know, we talked about it. We always say, well, when you're younger, you know, the pace is a little bit slower, but you get older, things tend to go faster. Come on, man.
We're less than 6 months from 2026, and that's kind of a whoa moment. What do you have first for us on today's agenda, Steve?
Well, again, we're going to, you know, kind of share some insights, maybe open up some conversation about what can we do to impact the remainder of this year that will even set the stage for starting 2026 in a very robust manner. So,
sure.
A USA Today article: forgetting about these three 2025 retirement account changes could cost you some excellent insights for all of us. So let's talk about something that's both very simple and very powerful when it comes to building retirement, Tony. You want to make regular contributions to your retirement account. You know, we talked a little bit about that last week, but the foundation, folks, here's where a lot of folks slip up. They're not paying attention to how the rules change around those accounts. And that can mean missed opportunities, or worse, it can mean money that was left on the table, Tony. So if you're serious about maximizing retirement growth and avoiding those mistakes this year, here are three updates that we're going to put on the radar for you. First is the automatic enrollment. Tony, we touched about this a little bit last week, but it did start this year, 2025. Many retirement plans automatically enroll participants at a 3% contribution rate. And that, you know, rate goes up by 1% a year until, you know, sometime it hits somewhere between 10 and 15%. And that's a great nudge in the right direction, but, you know, it's just part of what you need to be doing as far as doing your planning. Because remember, we touched on it last week, Tony. A lot of, you know, companies do have, you know, company matches. And sometimes it requires more than putting in 3% in order to get the maximum company match that the company's willing to share. So, folks, we share these things because we just know how important it is. Don't leave money sitting on the table that's going to help you go build your retirement plan.
Sure. And that's the key right there. Steve, great start here because it's so important. But there's probably a catch, right? I mean, that automatic enrollment sounds good. What's the catch?
Well, the rule does not apply to older plans, Tony, pre-2025. So small businesses with fewer than 10 employees, that's new businesses, church, or maybe government plans. So depending on where you work, this may not be happening automatically for you yet. So, but if that's the case and you haven't enrolled yourself, folks, you are missing out. So not just on the compound growth, but potentially what the company's willing to share free money that's going to do that, you know, your employer match. So all those matches are free money, and it's going to help take the pressure off of you folks on what you need to accumulate during your lifetime in order to fully enjoy retirement. So if you are enrolled automatically, don't just stop there. I mentioned a minute ago, 3% is the default. But folks, that's only a start. It's not the finish line. There still may be more money on the table that the company's willing to share with you. That means you need to put up additional contributions in order to get the full company match. So you know, if you can't do it today, I get it. It's all about your cash flows. There's no shame in it, but just know, have a strategy, have a discipline, Tony, that you're going to start bumping up those contributions sooner than later so you continue to get that full company match.
Yeah, I think that's huge, Steve. And obviously, you have to put in enough to get the full match. Make sure you're at least doing that. And really, it's money you'll never see, so you're not going to miss it. It's automatically taken out of your paycheck. It never hits your checking account, and so you're not going to miss it. You need to live on within your means, and that means within whatever hits your checking account each and every pay period. And what's going into that retirement account, you don't need to think about it. You don't need to miss it. Just put it in there and let it ride. Because yeah, absolutely. That's the beauty of compounding interest. That's going to help you so much in the long run. I mean, save as much as you can. What I do, Steve, is if I get a raise, I just put yes. I increase my contribution by that amount or almost that amount. So because I you know, I'm already used to living on what I'm currently getting.
That's right.
But let's say your work gives you a 2% raise or a 5% raise or a 6% raise. Put all or most of it in, just increase what you put into your retirement account by that much. And it's really going to help you out.
It's going to make a huge difference, Tony, in that final number by that additional contribution, you know, early on. So it's all about getting started early, Tony. And that compounding growth, you know, that's something I think we talked about this even maybe a month or so ago. One of my goals, 2026, is to get back into two different school systems here in Bellbrook and one in Beaver Creek and teach a financial topic.
Yes.
You know, it's funny, back when my sons were in school, you know, I was invited to come in and do some, you know, some teaching, if you would. And the thing that shocked me, Tony, the students aren't even learning about compound interest, time value money. I don't know where we're missing the mark here, but if you share that with somebody at an early age and show them the impact of you getting started early now, it's going to be a huge, huge outcome in their future. You may recall, we talked about this a few weeks ago. I have a client, he's been with me for about 20 years now. He's done well for himself. We've done well for him, but he wanted to set up something for his grandkids. He became a client, he and his wife, his daughter became a client. And now, of course, I met the son when he was much younger. And I think he's 21 years old now, and grandfather wanted to put something, help him get, you know, a leg up, if you would. So his grandfather helped him contribute to a Roth IRA. He put in the maximum, which was $7,000, and he started that last year. I showed this young man what the time value money would be on that by the time he does turn 65. It was a staggering number. And Tony, even furthermore on that topic, I learned a little bit about the couple. They've done well managing their debt. They have, you know, some car payments. They have a mortgage. Other than that, they've done a good job. And we learned that he was going to have one of his cars paid off this year, 2025. And I showed him, and of course, next year, the other car is paid off. Between the two car payments, it was like $900 a month. And I showed him that, okay, next year, when your car is paid off, you have a choice. You can either go buy a new car, which is what most people do. They like the new leather, the new paint, or you can be content with what you're driving and take that money and put that into your wealth model. So, and see what that would grow to by the time you turn 65. And Tony, like what you shared about your daughter, that reminded me to share this story one more time, because that difference of him putting in the car payment starting at his age was going to be almost $500,000. And so the thing I share with him is, you just made a decision that if you don't have the discipline to do this, that car better be worth almost $500,000 by the time you turn 65. Or the alternative would be put that money to work for you. And it made an impact on me. In fact, he's coming in this month. The car is being paid off. He's coming in this month to set up that automatic draft to go into his investment account that would have normally been a car payment. He's not going to use it for anything else. He's already budgeted. Now he's going to put it to work for him.
See, that's huge. It makes a big difference, yes, right? I mean, that's why working with a financial professional like yourself makes a huge difference.
It does.
Let's take a moment then to note, if you're looking to strengthen your financial strategy, you can finish the year strongly, set up a check-in appointment with Steve and the folks there at Pinnacle Investment Advisors, because that's what's going to do it. And it's great to be able to help young people. Like you say, you want to teach that class.
Yes.
Like my daughter is saying, hey, I listen to the shows you're on, Tony. I want to start my own Roth. And I'm like, yes, that was a proud moment.
And you better believe it. You better believe it.
But you want to do the smart thing, whether it's to buy a car, a home, saving for retirement. If you want your grandkids and grandkids to do the right thing, bring them with you when you come in to meet with Steve, right? Yeah,
absolutely. It's interesting. When couples become clients, they ask me, Steve, this has been so helpful, so insightful. Would you consider talking to my kids? And yes, I'd love to.
Oh, yeah.
And help get them maybe on the right track, if you would. So it's been a lot of fun to do that, Tony, over the years. So hey, something else, Tony, let's talk about something here that's also new. There's also this golden window, they call it, between the ages of 60 and 63. So you may already know that once you hit 50, you're allowed to do some, catch-up contributions, $7,500 on top of the $23,000 limit, which is for the young savers. But starting this year, Tony, and I share this because even though we're already halfway through the year, a lot of folks that are employed, they don't know what the rules are of their existing plan. But here it is. There's a new twist to the crowd turning 60 to 63. So if you're in that age range, you can now sock away, here it is, Tony, an extra $11,250 to bring your total contribution limit to this hefty $34,750 in 2025, Tony. Listen, that is a serious boost. So it's not forever. Once you turn 64, you're now back to the standard $7,500 catch-up limit. So, folks, it's either use it or lose it window. Find out if your plan offers this and take advantage of it. Don't let the time go by where you can put additional into your retirement plan that's going to go a long way to helping you have what I refer to as sustainable lifetime income, money that you'll never outlive. You get to go enjoy life to the fullest.
Yeah, that's what we all want to do, is live life to the fullest, right, Steve?
Yes.
That's the goal here. And it's a good reminder, you don't always have to hit the max on a contribution for it still to be meaningful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, the other third update we'll mention, Tony, they've also changed the rules in a very, positive way. In the past, part-time employees had to wait 3 full years and work at least 500 hours each year before they could even touch a 401k plan. That's a long time to be left out of the savings game, Tony. But starting in 2025, the wait has been cut down. So now a part-time worker that can become eligible after 2 consecutive years of 500 hours service in each year, that's a big deal. So you're not sure about saving for retirement when your part-time isn't always easy, budgets are tight, and that's real. But Tony, you said it a minute ago, even small contributions can make a huge difference in what the future holds. Now, that even reminded me, Tony, years ago when I was doing the 401k consultant, we had a story called The Hatfields and the McCoys. Boy, how's that for a little history lesson? Okay. The Hatfields decided, life was more important. They had some things that they wanted to buy, the bigger car, a bigger boat, bigger whatever. So they put off putting into their 401k plan for 10 years before they jumped in. At that age, gosh, retirement's a long way off. I've got plenty of time, to make up for the difference. So they put it off for 10 years. And then they finally jumped in and started contributing. The McCoys, on the other hand, decided, I want to get started early. And that's what they did. They started contributing to their 401k plan. I don't remember exactly. I think it was $6,000 a year, Tony. It wasn't even that much. They started $6,000 a year. The Hatfields waited for 10 years before they started putting in their $6,000. And here is that time value money, compound interest. Here's how it kicks you in the butt, Tony. The Hatfields had X number of dollars. The McCoys that started later, right? They actually had, they put in twice the amount of money as the other couple, and they still had less in their nest egg. So there's the lesson to be learned by starting early, putting money in. The other couple put in more than the one couple did, and they still did not have the nest egg that the Hatfields had. So just, folks, pay attention to this. Get started early. It's going to make a huge difference.
Yeah. Yeah. Save early, save often.
Yes.
It's the it's like voting in Chicago. Vote early, vote often, right? Yes. They always say vote early, vote often. Save early, save often. Well, Steve, this is great. And I think it's important for our listeners to understand. I love the Hatfield and McCoy story. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. We should let our listeners know, though, how they can get a second opinion on where they're at, or get a second look, or get at that first opinion and get a written plan in place. How can they do that?
It's real simple, folks. Pick up the phone. Call 937-667-6500. Go to the website, pinnacleinvestmentadvisors.com. There's a link right on the page, folks. You can actually schedule an event, a phone call, and or a meeting right on our calendar right from the website. So, folks, take advantage of that.
All right. Sounds good. Now, we've been talking about finishing the year strong, getting ready for 2026, starting the new year off right. We're past the midpoint of this year already. Yeah. And you've talked about some of the financial steps we can take to make the rest of the year as smooth as possible. What's next?
Well, there's an ARP article, 10 ways to fail at retirement. Tony, this thing had some valuable information as well. Let's start with one of the biggest mistakes they can sneak up on people as they head into the second half of the year. They underestimate longevity, Tony. A lot of folks retire without fully realizing how long retirement can last and how much it's going to cost. It's one of the most common missteps that people make. So according to this article, if you're 65 today, you could be looking at 17 to 20 years of retirement. And folks, that's just the average. The Census Bureau says the number of Americans, here it is, living past 100 is set to quadruple over the next few decades. That means more people than ever could be looking into retirement that lasts 30 years or more. And yet, some people are stepping away from work without a clear plan how long their money is going to last them throughout that retirement lifetime. So we use a term, Tony, as we're building out a retirement plan. How do we come up with sustainable lifelong income that's going to be there in light of these economic challenges, market volatility, interest rate volatility, litigation changes? We've tried to craft a plan, Tony, that's going to take account for all these changes and still help these folks understand you've got longevity with your retirement income.
Yeah, there you go. I think that's huge. And you want to take into account longevity because people are living longer and longer. Enjoying a healthy retirement is going to be great as long as you have the money to fund it, though. And yeah, it's what I always say. The good news is we're living longer. The bad news is we're living longer.
We're living longer.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Here's another curveball. You don't want to end 2025 without planning for early retirement. Never, ever. Well, retirement, obviously, it happens on your terms. In fact, about half the retirees end up leaving the workforce earlier, Tony, than they expected. I've seen this happen a lot. It just happened with a couple we're working with now. His company downsized. He was planning on working another 5 to 7 years. Company downsized. He's out of employment. And the challenge is, and it is unfortunate, but at his age and his the niche he was in as far as his occupation, it's going to be very difficult for him to find another employment. So, again, you have to prepare for these things, Tony. They can happen. Life happens. Things change. And if you've taken the time, Tony, at an early stage. We even did a show a few months ago, 10 years out before retirement, 5 years out before retirement, 1 year out before retirement. These are all the things that people should be working on and talking about, because things are going to change. And if you're not prepared for it, Tony, it can be devastating to one's longevity and their, you know, their financial plan.
For sure. So, and I think that couples are going to find that communication, talking through the various scenarios, is going to be key. Working with a financial services professional together, it's a great way to get everything out in the open. And you want to be communicating with your spouse, and you want to meet with a financial professional like yourself, Steve, together as a couple, right?
You know, Tony, that's where I have a lot of fun. You know, it is what it is. A lot of folks, you're so busy with day-to-day life, you know, going to work, coming home, taking care of the kids, taking care of the grandkids. Unfortunately, a lot of couples never really have a chance to just what I call do a timeout and sit down and just in the calm and the peace of that, talk to each other about what is it that we desire to do throughout these best years of our life. And so, unfortunately or fortunately for us, that when we meet these people, they come to us either by referral, maybe one of our live events, and we get to have some great conversations that are uplifting, they're fun. Sometimes there's challenges about, you know, what exactly they would like to do during retirement, where they want to travel, do you not want to travel? I have a lot of fun, Tony, having those fun conversations with these couples, because there is where the light comes on and the excitement comes on, that they really start to visualize this is what their journey can look like. And they get to do the fun things for the rest of their life. So that's one of the things I love doing, Tony. It's such a joy for me to have those conversations and help people dream a little bit and plan a little bit, and then their plan's going to work out the way they desire. So there's great reward in that for us as a firm.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I know that's one of the rewards why you love doing what you do, right? That's huge. So what else do you have for us here?
You know, Tony, something else I want to talk about is when things change, either by your choice or not, you have to redesign your social life intentionally. Here's the thing, Tony, work provides something about built-in social connections that fade fast in retirement. And what I mean by that, we encourage our folks, stay proactive folks. You need to have a purpose. What is it that drives you? What's your passion? Sometimes it may just mean, how about nurturing some old friendships? How about pursuing new friendships? And fill your time with meaningful activities to stay socially and emotionally engaged. And this also helps you become healthy mentally, healthy physically, and also keeps you financially disciplined. Tony, years ago, sad situation here. I had a fella, he was one of the top tool and die makers at a company there in Springfield. He had a master craftsman at what he did, and that was his passion. That was his calling. After all these years, he retired. But the problem was, Tony, he had no purpose beyond that. And I seriously watched this man fade and wither, because he had no reason to get up and do things daily. He just kind of sat there on his front porch drinking his Pepsis, and kind of life just faded away. Mm. That's not really, I think, somebody's ideal choice, Tony. Had he had a purpose, maybe a hobby, maybe somebody had maybe helped him understand, how do we get you engaged in doing some things socially? I think that would have been healthy for him, both mentally and, you know, physically. And so, again, I make that point again, Tony, because retirement is not the ending. It's the beginning. It's the beginning of now. You've got control of your time. And how do you want to fill up your day doing things that you have passion about?
Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to do? You're going to have a purpose. And my grandfather lived to 101, and they asked him what is, you know, the TV news came out, because he was still active at 100 and driving at 100 years old.
Yes.
And they said, what's your secret? And he goes, got to keep going. You got to have a purpose.
You got to have a purpose.
Yeah. And, you know, you can say, I'm going to golf every day. I'm going to retire and golf every day. Well, you'll hit a wall after a few weeks. you might need something else, right? Or well, I'm going to read every book I have been wanting to read. Well, that's great for a while, but you also need a purpose. Volunteer. There's so much to do. Volunteer. Join a club, right?
Well, you know, golf every day, yeah, but that's maybe if you live in Florida, you can do that. But in Ohio, Tony,
yeah, no,
we can't golf. I mean, that's a great, you know,
it's seasonal.
it is seasonal. And so, you know, like, and of course there's weeks up here, we get rain all week. Hey, maybe. Yeah. So what else fills your day? What else fills your purpose and your passions that you want to engage? And I think it's all about paying it forward, Tony. And that itself is healthy. It's meaningful, where maybe you can maybe mentor someone else, you know, and maybe what they're going through. And that to me, just, it's healthy for everybody to have that purpose. So we have those fun conversations with our folks. I like to explore that with them. What are the things that really drives you? What's your passions? And then help them start connecting the dots, that when that time comes and you've got a little free time here, you can really make an impact on other people's lives by just being there and being present. So we encourage that.
Right. There you go. Well, hey, Steve, we're almost out of time. Let our listeners know once more how they can get a hold of you.
We are sincerely here. No cost, no obligation, to see if there's anything we can do, enlighten your journey a little bit, share some insight to you to make your plan exactly what you like it to be. 937-667-6500. PinnacleInvestmentAdvisors.com. Go to the website, click on the link to the calendar, and get some time scheduled. Folks, this is important. This is about you. This is your moment. This is your time. Don't put it off. Take advantage of it.
Yeah, there you go. Well, hey, Steve, great show today. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Temple Talk Radio with our host, Steve Temple.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. Thanks for listening to my good friend, Steve Temple, with Temple Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Temple Talk Radio. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Steve Temple at Pinnacle Investment Advisors at 937-667-6500 or visit templetalkradio.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Temple Talk Radio. Advisory services are offered through Pinnacle Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Ohio. Insurance products and services are offered through Temple Financial Solutions, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.